Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christmas Eve is taken from the second chapter of Luke, where again, at verse 19, Luke records the following. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. How much time and energy do you spend getting ready for the next big thing? Whatever that might be for you. What happens after it takes place? Is there any time to reflect on what just happened? Christmas is a perfect example. Think of everything that you've done over the past couple of weeks just to get ready for tonight and tomorrow. Will there be any time for you to just sit back and enjoy yourself? And after Christmas Day has come and gone, will the Christ of Christmas stay with you? We're great at looking forward to things. We are stuck on what's next. We're not so good at what just happened. We don't give ourselves much time to reflect, or even much time to just enjoy the moment. Now, having said that, I've met plenty of people who have a defining experience in their lives that they think about quite a bit. Some examples. Some, that might be their military service. For others, that might be their first taste of independence, being out there on their own, or meeting a future spouse, or becoming a parent. And for others, that defining experience might be something that is decidedly negative. The breakup of a marriage, a horrible accident, or just cruel, heartbreaking words that they cannot get out of their minds. I would guess that most of us have a memory that we return to time and again, one that seems to define us, for better or for worse. On this Christmas Eve, you and I are invited into the defining experience of a young mother named Mary. We're invited to put the brakes on the Holiday Express, if only for a few moments, to think about what happened there in Bethlehem. For Scripture tells us that Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. She asked, what just happened? On this Christmas Eve, we're invited to come into that defining experience and to think about what did Mary treasure? Luke says she treasured this stuff, she pondered it in her heart, but what was that? What were the things? Well, I think she had to have started with the angel Gabriel's announcement to her that she would conceive and have a son named Jesus who would take the throne of David and be the Son of God. The angel's words. Then to feel the unmistakable signs of that life growing inside of her. Certainly she would have reflected on Joseph's reaction to this news, that would have been pretty important to her. And what a relief when she accepted the fact that Joseph had his own angel interaction, who said it was all right to take Mary as his bride, that what was placed in her womb was of the Holy Spirit. I'm pretty sure she would have remembered the rough road to Bethlehem, being great with child, as she was. Not to mention the mounting frustration of being turned away again and again, until finally what was offered to them was the equivalent of a barn, a stable where the animals stayed. Then there was the pain of childbirth, surpassed only by the wonder of this baby boy. As she held little Jesus that night, don't you think she pondered the promises the angel had made? Certainly she ran them through her mind again, those words being, "He will be great." Imagine looking down at this little one and hearing these words, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will be king over his people forever, and his kingdom will never end." Don't you think those words echoed in her mind as she wrapped her little one in strips of cloth to keep him warm and safe? Later, she would have pondered the abrupt arrival of shepherds from the fields, breaking the stillness of the stable with a fantastic story. She would treasure the memory of those weather-worn faces that relayed to her their own angelic encounter. Now she had more words to turn over in her mind as she looked at that baby in her arms. "A great joy will come to all the people," the shepherds reported that the angels had said. "The Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is born for you today in David's town, and this is how you'll know it's him. He'll be wrapped in strips of cloth, and he'll be lying in a manger." That was her little boy they were talking about. It was all happening just as the Lord had said. No wonder Mary treasured these things. So I mentioned before, this big event called Christmas is a timely example of the tension between what's next and what just happened. But it's hardly the only one that we could name. The fact is, we jam-pack our lives with stuff. Our homes are filled with possessions. Our calendars are filled with events. Our hearts and our minds are filled with needs. But how much of that filling has to do with God and what He wants for you? This Christmas Eve, there is good news of great joy for you, because God still does what He did at Bethlehem. He breaks in to our reality. The power of His message breaks into our lives like a brick being thrown through a pane of glass. Jesus comes to you. He breaks in, whether you're ready for Him or not. Whether you're looking for Him or not, He's arrived. And His arrival in your life demands a response. Jesus was not born into the world of a virgin mother so that you and I could have the excuse to party for a day or two. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, did not lower Himself to the point of His first crib being a feeding trough so that you and I could have a day or two off from work. No. The manger where that baby lies is the shadow of a cross that falls right over it. The importance of Christmas, the big deal of Christmas, is not that a baby is born. That happens all the time. This baby is born to grow up to do what you and I could never do. which is to say, live a perfect life, to live exactly the way God wants all people to live. This baby is going to grow up and do it. And then he's going to do something completely unexpected with his perfect achievement. He's going to give it away. He's going to give it as a sacrificial gift. Usually, when someone breaks into your reality, it's to take something. But Jesus breaks in to give. He breaks into this world to lay down his life for you. He becomes one of us to switch places with us. And here's the deal. He gets our sin and death. We get his forgiveness. We get his perfection credited to our account. And he broke into this world not just to deal with death, but to defeat death. A ray of morning light also falls across that manger, because that Jesus, after he's done paying that sin debt as an adult, after he dies and is placed in a grave, he's going to rise from death physically 3 days later to give us confidence, to give us the joy of knowing that death, for those who trust in Jesus' resurrection, is nothing more than a doorway through which we pass into a brighter reality. That's because of his resurrection. That little baby in the manger is going to grow up to do all of that for you and for me. And in your hearing of these words, Jesus has broken into your reality tonight, right now. He breaks in not to take, but to give. He wants to give you the peace of sins forgiven. He wants you to have confidence that you have a life with him that will never end. He wants to show you the best kind of life that there possibly could be. And it's yours when you follow him. But before you do, he wants you to believe that he broke into this world to make a connection with you, a connection that will never be broken, a connection through which he transmits everything that he ever did and earned directly to you. In the stillness of that Christmas stable, Jesus' arrival demands a response. What's yours? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the stillness and the silence of these moments, our hearts cry out to you. We're thankful, we praise your name this evening, but so many of us come with great hurts and burdens and pain that will not seem to leave. As we approach that manger tonight, help us to see there not only a cute, adorable little baby, but help us to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is born not just for our delight, but who is born to be our champion in every way, who will fight our battles, who will win the war, and will give us the trophy. In faith, help us cling to him and to his gifts. And in so doing, may we truly know the joy that Christ is born. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.